The graduation rate at Newport High School is 84% for Latinos and 76% for whites. But Principal John Zagel cares less about standing the achievement gap on its head than about the growing percentage of Latinos who are graduating.
We're really proud about the achievement gap closing, but we didn't concentrate on a certain subgroup. Every kid that walks through our door gets our 100% concern, and we help them as much as we can. Our Spanish-speaking students, they are just part of us. I don't even consider them a subgroup.
Parent Ana Laura Hernandez says getting clear progress reports on her kids empowers her.
They open the doors to the parents.
Administrators make it a point to literally get Latino parents into school for events, including theater, sports, and school band concerts.
Ready? One, two.
Principal Zagel says counselors help kids with social problems, big and small.
Some of our Spanish-speaking students struggle with how to do things in our world, from I need a prom dress to I need a little bit extra help studying for the SAT. And we have amazing staff members that help them with non-school stuff so they can be successful at school.
Latino students in Newport say it's all about the support.
My name's Chelsea Alatriste. I am 16. I am an IB diploma candidate. I want to pursue a career either as a criminal defense lawyer or as an immigration lawyer. I think that the biggest part is the sense of community that our school has.
My name is Galilea Maldonado. I'm 17. I'm also an IB diploma candidate, and I aspire to be a nurse practitioner. Newport is a small town, and that allows us to get to know each other a lot more. There's more attention towards the students since the classes are relatively small.
There is one other essential piece to this puzzle. When Latinos came to Newport for jobs in the hospitality and fish processing industries, they didn't expect that they or their children would stay. Now they do, and that's changed their attitudes. Alejandra Ponciano is a Newport High parent.
I got here in 1993, and since then, our community is growing and growing, and many parents just came here to work and put those kids to work. Now, parents are involved with the dreams or what their kids want to be.
Here on the leafy campus of Western Oregon University, you'll see a lot of diversity. Unlike Newport High, Associate Provost Dave McDonald says his school has intentionally set out to close the achievement gap.
The population that was at greatest risk of being left behind was in fact the Latino population. It was fastest growing, already had a sizable number of Latinos in Oregon, and had among the lowest achievement rates in terms of high school completion, college entry, college completion.
Like Newport High, Western tries to address the whole student.
Our programs provide wraparound services that start with the academics, but address the other issues too, the social issues, the adjustment issues, the value and benefit of having an engaged family. Often though, the family is threatened by the separation that occurs when the student goes off to college.
Much of the staff is bilingual, not so much for the benefit of the students, but for the parents. There's much more student involvement with advisors. In fact, it's required. Half the students, like Vanessa Sandoval, are the first in their family to go to college.
It's giving you advice that you wouldn't find anywhere else, and that is a huge piece, especially if no one you knew went to college. And so you're doing this by yourself, and you're trying to learn things that it feels like everyone else already knows.
And student Javier Garcia.
Western was the only school that actually believed in me. I didn't even believe myself, even the first year being here. I was telling my advisor I'll be here for a couple months, probably drop out, and I'm still here, which is really nice.
While courting Latinos has helped WOU stabilize enrollment, the school still has its work cut out. While the Latino graduation rate is 10 points higher than the white rate, only about 55% do graduate. In Monmouth, I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.